In today's Mishnah, it's from the ninth and final Mishnah, from the fourth Perek, Mesech the Bava Batra, and then we'll begin the fifth Perek. And we continue from the discussion we ended on yesterday's Mishnah, and that is what is included as part of a sale when someone says, I'm selling the field. And we mentioned a number of things that firstly are included, and now this Mishnah begins as effectively the complement of the previous one. So therefore Mishnah says, when he sells a field, lo machar, he didn't sell, lo atavanim she'ein latzarka. What wouldn't be part of this sale is the stones that are not set up and set aside for building a fence, or, according to the other explanation, that we were dealing with stones that were actually used to hold down, or marim, these the sheaves. The previous mission, it was the ones that were part of the sale, ones that were actually replaced on the sheaves, or the bundles, and this mission is referring to ones that are simply, say, set aside, and even if they're set aside for that particular task, they wouldn't be considered as part of the sale. If someone's selling a vineyard, it would not include the sticks that aren't propping up the vines. In the previous mission, it was those that were propping up the vines were part of the sale. So these ones, they may be piled up on the side and ready to go. No, they're not part of the sale. And in contrast to yesterday's Mishnayot, here we're saying that produce has actually already been cut, and even if they're, say, on the field and being left to dry, they wouldn't be part of the sale. However, Mishnah Naseb is Manshamarlo. If he says, I'm selling this field and everything included in it, we say, Harei Kulan Mechurim, that would all be part of the sale, all things we've mentioned. However, Mishnah adds that Benkach or Benkach, irrespective of whether he said, I'm selling you this field and everything's included, or if he just says, I'm selling the field, what would not be part of the sale is Lomachar Lota Mechitzat Akanim. There's a region that is thick, full of reeds, and it's the size of a Beit Rova, so a substantial size, then that's already considered an independent section and not considered part of the field at all. Velota Shomeira, likewise, the guardhouse, she Osir Batif, it's actually a properly constructed building with cemented bricks or cemented stones, that would already have a Shem Bifnatzma, already be considered distinct, such that it wouldn't be considered the field. It would be considered like a separate building. They'd have to purchase it separately. Lota Charuv Hamurkav is referring to a carob tree that has already been grafted. It's already substantial. Lota Sara Nashikma. This refers to sycamore trees. We said previous Mishnah that when the sycamore tree was part of the cell, that's when it's still young and the branches haven't been cut. As it grows, they would cut it down to this trunk, and then it would grow some more substantial branches. That's the way I understand it. And therefore, once it hits that stage with the young branches have already been cut away to its trunk, this sadana shikma, that's already considered independent, and that would not be part of the sale. But even if the seller said, I'm selling this field, and everything has been cited as well. Likewise, it would not conclude lo tabor atagat v'lo tashovach. It would not include the pit that's for storing, what I should say, v'lo tagat, and not the press, lota shovach, or the dovecotes. That's bein charevim, bein yeshuvim. That is whether they are active use, so it's full of water at the press, even if it's full of grapes, and a shovach, even if the dovecotes are full of bird, or even if they're bein charevim, even if they're not really in an active state. It's empty. There are no grapes in the press. And it's empty of doves at that moment. They would not be considered part of the sale. They cannot be considered part of a field. And it says, v'tzarich likach lo derech, and if he sells the field, when he sells it, these things aren't included, and the mocher, the person selling, would have to purchase his access to these things that aren't considered part of the sale. And that's consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that we said a mocher, one who sells, he sells ba'ayin yafe, generally he sells it more generously, so he would not have left, when he sold the field, sold the entire field, and wouldn't even left himself access to these items that aren't considered part of the sale. Have a chachamim say no, as we've learned previously, they hold a mocher ba'ayin ra, mocher, it doesn't really sell it generously, so he would have excluded as part of the sale access paths, if you like, to get to these, for example, either the shovach or the gat, or these things that aren't part of the sales. However, Omod Rabbi Kiva's mantra marlo, if he says, chutz me'elo, if he says, I'm selling you the field aside from these items that didn't really have to state that are excluded from the sale, then clearly, ein tzarich likach lo derech, then the fact that he's highlighted these things that he wouldn't have to highlight it, he's also excluding his access to them from the sale. Machar la'achel, if he sells these things, for example, the boar, the gat, or the shovach to somebody else, so someone has a field and he sells off the boar, then Rabbi Kiva says, well, mocher ba'ayin yafe, he sells generously, so therefore part of the sale would be the access to these items, so ein tzarich lekach lo derech, the purchaser doesn't have to also acquire access to it. The Chachamim says, no tzarich lekach lo derech, all that was sold was the gat, the boar, or the shovach, and he would also have to purchase and explicitly state that he also wished to purchase access to it as well. Mishnah says, Bemeh Dvarim Omorim. When have we said all these things that we mentioned above, for example, Mechitzat Akanim, that's a Beit Rova, the Shomeira, this guardhouse, that are not considered part of the sale, that's when he's mocher, when someone's selling it. Aval noten b'matana, if someone just gifts this field, all these things would be included in the gift. Therefore, noten et hakol's mishnah, he gives it all over. Because we say in that situation, someone gives a gift, that's clearly b'ayin yafe. He's giving, once he's already giving gift, he's giving it generously. And that would also fold back on to the previous mishnah we've been learning over the last few days. Those items that are not considered part of the sale, unless he, say, explicitly states it should be part of the sale, when it comes to a gift, these things would be considered part of the gift. It says, V'chen achin shachalku, if brothers are dividing Yerusha, as soon as one brother, say, gets his share, zachu besadu, once he takes his field as part of his Yerusha, it's decided you get this field, you get that field, then zachu b'kulam. He acquires everything that's associated with that field, whether that's the boar, the gat, and the shovach, as we already said previously, that is aren't really ever considered part of a sale of a field. Here, once he said this field is going to so-and-so, and he says, okay, it's mine now, then it would include also the cistern, the press, and the shovach, the dovecotes that are there. Hamachzik benichse, a ger likewise, he referred to a ger, a convert that didn't have any yorishim. He's got absolutely no yorishim whatsoever. In that situation, we said, once he passed away, his property is effectively hefger, and anyone who is machzik, who takes hold of it would belong to him. So machzik basade, if someone takes hold of a sadeh, then hechzik b'kulam, everything within the sadeh is included. Hamakdish et sadeh, if someone consecrates his field to the Beis HaMikdash, then hikdish et kulam would also would include everything. However, this point Rabbi Shimon takes issue with. He says, Hamakdish Asadeh, if someone's Makdish a field, lo hikdish, the only thing he's Makdish is et acharuv, hamur kam vet asadana shikma. The charuv is the carob tree, and the sadana shikma is that stump, if you like, from the matured sycamore tree. Now, Gemara explains that Rabbi Shimon really says, when someone's Makdish, it's Makdish per ayin ra. In other words, when he says, Hamakdish a field, it's almost the bare bones of what it implies if someone's, say, selling a field. Even the charuv shikma would not be considered consecrated. However, Rabbi Shimon's arguing that according to you, Chachamim, even according to you, the only thing that would really be part of the hekdesh, the consecration, would be these two trees because they're drawing their nutrients and they're drawing their sustenance from the field that which is hekdesh. Let's now learn Mishnah Aleph. Hamocher tasvin, if someone sells a boat, machar ta toran veta nes. Part of the sail would clearly be the mast and the sail, veta organ and the anchor as well. That kol hamani ginota, all everything that's required to make it move, for example, the oars. Aval lo machari would not include the etavadnim, these are the workers, the servants that do work on the ship. Veta marzofim, these are the sacks that contain the stock. Velo et antiki, this refers to the cargo itself. Ubizmansha amarlo, if he says, hiva kol masha batocham, selling you and everything contained, harea kula mechorim, they're all sold along with the sail. Again, we're following the same pattern as we've been sort of dealing with over the last few days. Macharata karon, if he sells a wagon, lo macharata pradot, would not include the mules that pull the wagon along. The Gemara explains this specifically if they're not already tied to the wagon at the time of the sale. If, however, they were tied to the wagon at the time of the sale, then they would be included in the sale. Macharata pradot, if he says, I'm selling you these mules, even if they were tied to the wagon, lo macharata karon, the wagon wouldn't be included in the sale, because you could very happily use, in this context, the mules without the wagon. Macharat et hatzemet, if he sells a yoke, then lo macharat abakar, the oxen that would usually pull along the yoke, for ploughing that is, would not be included in the sale. Similarly, if he sold the bakar, the oxen, it wouldn't include the yoke as part of the sale. Here, Kati cites a tool once again, that's only if he sold at stump, meaning I'm selling you bakar. If I says I'm selling you bakar lecharisha, I'm selling you oxen for ploughing, then the tzemed, this yoke, would be part of the sale as well. Rabbi Yehuda says, Adami modi. And Rabbi Yehuda says, well, all these questions can be very simply resolved by the price of the sale. How much are they selling it for? For example, Ketzer, he says, Amar lo, if he says, Machor tzimdach b'matayim zuz, if he says, sell me a yoke for 200 zuz, well, that's way beyond the price of a yoke. According to the understanding of Mishvah, Dal Yodur She'em Tzema Matayim Zuz, it's highly inflated, so it must certainly include the Bakar as well. However, says Chachamim, says, no, Chachamim, Ein Adamim Raya. It's not really a proof, because it's possible that he was paying for the Tzemed and gifting him the sum above it, which is a possible scenario. You might ask, having just coming out of the Prima Sechta, Bava Metzia, but if he's paying too much for something, wouldn't he run into a problem of Ona'a? Which we said, if the price is inflated more than a sixth, the mekach is batel, if you undo the sale, it's null and void. So Mishnah says, Ona only really applies, this is like it's a new point we're learning here now, that I don't think we mentioned in the past, that's only b'chadesh ein hadat noter. Meaning, the issue of Ona only comes out in a situation where someone may have made a mistake, and not realize that he was overpaying. But in this situation, if the person paying tenfold the price of this tzemed, then it's quite clear that it wouldn't be an issue of ona'a, and as we say, Chachamim said, it may have been gifting it, so therefore it wouldn't even be an issue of ona'a, which is an interesting position. Those are the Mishnayot today.